Good afternoon, everyone. I wanted to get a reading to you earlier this morning, but it's a little late in the day at this point. We have our elders meeting tonight. You can pray with us about that. This is in preparation for our business meeting a week from tomorrow night, and we're looking forward to being able to do that. Thank you so much to all of you who have sent in your ballots or indicated in one way or another your supportiveness for the effort that the elders are making to try to get us together to be able to have that business meeting. We've got a number of people who want to join. We need to vote on them. We, of course, have our budget to overview, and we have missionaries that we need to take on for support. So it's important for us. We had to miss our last business meeting, and looking forward to that time. But I do want to read something briefly to you that continues along the line of our love for the Lord. There just is nothing that is more critical. And I know, and everyone who writes on this subject, including the author that I'll read today, knows that we all have our times when our feeling of affection for the Lord is really burns low. And that's pretty much the way it is in every kind of human relationship. Those of you who are married know that as your life goes on in marriage, that it just settles down into the routine of life. And the nature of your love changes through the years. But you find out very quickly when your spouse is ill or has to be away, or if there's any tension at all between you, that deep in your heart is this root, this ineradicable root of deep love and affection for your spouse or for your children or for your parents or your brother and sister. I lost a brother, as I told you folks last week, and you find out once that door is shut just how much there was there that characterized that in your heart. So I'm bringing this up again this morning, this matter of love for Christ. Again, in keeping with the Lord's Day morning message and with the reading that I did yesterday, or at least the challenge that I gave yesterday in connection with the message. This is taken from a message by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, preached on a Lord's Day morning in September of 1856. And he's taking it from the Lord's question to Peter, "Lovest thou me?" And you remember that the Lord was doing this following Peter's threefold denial, and the Lord was really recovering him. And I hope you'll take that way today, that this reading and the fact that I feel led of the Lord to give this to you might be the Lord's way of trying to bring recovery to you after some fall in your life or a long time of being cold-hearted toward the Lord. Spurgeon says that it is well, especially after a foul sin, that the Christian should probe the wound. It's right that he should examine himself because sin gives a grave cause for suspicion. And it would be wrong for a Christian to live an hour with a suspicion concerning his spiritual state unless he occupied that hour in examining himself. Self-examination should especially follow sin and ought to be the daily habit of every Christian and should be practiced by him perpetually. Now, I don't know that that's really been a thought that perhaps we have very often had, that I ought to think every day about that question, do I love the Lord? We take that for granted. And obviously, this isn't something that we ought to sit around and just probe ourselves for and then examine ourselves just on the basis of temporary feeling. But it ought to be in scriptural terms. Peter could say to the Lord, "Lord, you know all things. You know I love you." Okay, let's put that out there in front of ourselves this morning. Can we actually say that to the Lord? In the middle of the night, when you're sleepless, or at a time when your conscience is outraged and really condemning you, or in your illness, or you've lost your job, deprivation, some family crisis, great deal of stress, strain in your spirit, you find yourself really able to look up and say to the Lord with all good conscience, Lord, there's a lot about me that isn't right. And I feel so inadequate and so failing in so many respects to you. I can't say that I love you with all my heart like I ought to, but Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. Can we say that? Now Spurgeon goes on and clarifies. He says, we need to note that the question concerned Peter's love. He didn't say, Simon, son of Jonas, fearest thou me? He did not say, dost thou admire me? Or do you adore me? Nor was it even a question concerning his faith. He did not say, Simon, son of Jonas, believest thou in me? But he asked him another question, lovest thou me? And Spurgeon says, I take it that that is because love is the very best evidence of piety. Love is the brightest of all the graces, and hence it becomes the best evidence. I don't believe that love is superior to faith. I believe faith is the groundwork of our salvation. I think faith is the mother grace, and love springs from it. Faith, I believe, is the root grace, and love grows from it. But then faith actually is not an evidence for brightness equal to love. Faith, if we have it, is a sure and certain sign that we are God's children. But so is every other grace, a sure and certain one. But many of them can't be seen. Love is a more sparkling one than any other. If I have a true fear of God in my heart, then I am God's child. But since fear is a grace that is more dim and has not the halo of glory over it that love has, love becomes one of the very best evidences and one of the easiest signs of discerning whether we are alive to the Savior. He that lacks love also lacks every other grace in the proportion in which he lacks love. If love is little, I believe it's a sign that faith is little, because he that believeth much loveth much. And if love be little, then fear will be little, and courage for God will be little, and whatever other graces there are, faith lies at the root of them all, and yet they all so sweetly hang on love. And if love is weak, all the rest of the graces must assuredly be so. So our Lord asked Peter the question, lovest thou me? Of course, as you can imagine, there's a lot more to this. I'm just reading some of the opening paragraphs to the sermon. But let's take that to heart this morning, and especially Spurgeon's observation that if there's love, then there will be faith and there will be courage, and the other graces will grow strong. And I think what you'll find in your life, as I do in mine, that when love toward the Lord is really kindled in my heart, that I am very courageous for him. It's like a mother, you know, a mother will face a grizzly bear for her child. Why? It's the love. The love makes her hugely courageous in the face of overwhelming odds. And so, you know, the real thing to do, especially at this season with all the stresses of life upon us, it isn't so much a matter of probing ourselves all the time. Do I have faith? Do I have confidence in the Lord? Can I trust the Lord? Might be good to go the other direction and really work at kindling our love for the Lord. How do you do that? Well, I need to close this out so it doesn't get too lengthy, but the best way to do that is to think upon what the Lord's done for us. As the Lord said of that poor woman, she's been forgiven much, so she loves much. If you'll go back, and I've done this exercise, and more so in recent years, just go back and start with your childhood sins and think right up through your adolescence and into your adulthood, name your sins one by one, and you will be overwhelmed at what the Lord has done for you. It will reduce you to tears, and you will find out whether or not there is in your heart this telling evidence that you are truly God's child. Well, I hope you'll have a good rest of the day. Do pray for us. We appreciate it so much for our elders' meeting tonight. These meetings sometimes go very lengthy, and the men are tired, and they need the Lord's sustaining grace and strength for our time together. We always have good meetings and want this one to be of the same kind. The Lord bless you and keep you today.